Where the notice is a simple one, merely requiring the abatement of the statutory nuisance, the prosecution must be able to demonstrate that the nuisance existed at the time or times of the alleged offence. Where the notice is work-specific or double-barrelled, the prosecution must also gather evidence to show that the steps or works required by the notice have not been taken. Rottenberg and Hackney concerned a rabbi whose synagogue was located next door to a residential property. Evidence provided by 6 council officers at the Court of Appeal alleged noise, including chanting and stamping from the synagogue, amounted to a breach of an abatement notice that had previously been served on Mr. Rottenberg by the London Borough of Hackney. The court's opinion overrode that of the council officers. It was held that the court was not obliged to accept the evidence or opinion of any particular witness, even the environmental health officers. It is therefore up to the local authority to persuade the court as to whether a statutory nuisance exists or existed, and that the noise is both excessive and unreasonable. Hackney's officers had failed to do this, largely due to the quality of evidence they had provided. Where a statutory nuisance is proven and shown to have existed in a prosecution, the defence of best practicable means is available in respect of industrial, trade and business purposes. It effectively provides businesses with some flexibility in the way in which they operate. When considering the defence of best practicable means, or BPM, it is up to the courts to decide whether the best practicable means has been used, and up to the defendant to justify why the particular means employed by them are better than others. In doing so, the courts may consider the financial implications of abating a nuisance. Such was the case in St. Albans District Council versus Patel. The means involved in this case provide a useful practical reference to the approach that may be taken to BPM. Patel had mounted a successful defence at the Magistrates' Court in relation to noise emanating from his pub garden, using the BPM defence. The council appealed that decision, and at the High Court it was heard that the licensee had taken several measures to reduce noise experienced by his neighbours. These included restricting the numbers of customers permitted to use his garden, closing part of that garden, and reducing the times at which the remainder of the garden could be used. He had even paid for double glazing to be installed at one property. Mr. Patel was also able to show that the profit generated in the summer months balanced the loss experienced during winter, and this was largely dependent upon the use of the garden. The council's appeal was dismissed. In a similar case involving music noise from a pub, the court followed the authority set in St. Albans. In South Kesteven versus Grantham Magistrates, the decision of the magistrates was effectively reversed, and it was not accepted that the operators had taken the best practicable means, as they had not, on the balance of probabilities, demonstrated why alternative measures were not reasonably practicable. On this occasion, it was said that the magistrates may have conflated the issue of a nuisance existing with the separate issue of BPM. Mr. Justice Williams stating that the defence arises only after an acceptance or proof of breach of the abatement notice.